proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. This familiar saying expresses one's suspicion. We do not like to be manipulated or taken advantage of. We do not want to be perceived as gullible either. But is it true, we ask? Hesitancy to believe is a form of self-preservation, and for many, the resurrection of Jesus is unbelievable, too good to be true. Yet the Bible presents the facts of the risen Lord through many infallible proofs. The minds of the disciples were confused upon hearing that Jesus was not in the tomb. He had risen and appeared to the women, but their words seemed as idle tales to the disciples. 3 days had passed since Jesus died on the cross, and the hopes of the disciples had been dashed as their master was no more. With the door closed behind him, the Galilean followers huddled in the upper room. Frozen by fear, their broken hearts were further afflicted by fear of the Jews. Perhaps they were next. Sunday evening came, as a few oil lamps were lit. Speaking in soft tones, the men no doubt recounted the past 3 years with Jesus, and they asked, "How could this happen? We don't understand. Why did he have to die?" Now they heard that he had risen, but some of them even went to the tomb only to find it empty. Could Jesus be alive? No, it can't be true. Just then there was a knock on the door. Cleopas and another disciple had just returned from Emmaus, and trying to catch their breath, they reported more shocking news. "The Lord is risen indeed. We just saw him." Bewildered disciples looked at one another, wondering how this could be. At that moment, another person entered the room, yet the door was shut. Rubbing their eyes, they tried to make out the identity of this man in the dimly lit room. Then he spoke, "Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you." It was Jesus. He really was alive. Stunned by this event, the disciples were terrified. They were filled with fear, wondering if they had seen a ghost. After all, how could he come in with the door being closed? But tenderly, the Savior presented his hands, feet, and side, evidence of the cruelty he endured on the cross just a few days ago. Still, this was too much to comprehend. Jesus then asked the disciples for something to eat. Carefully, someone then gave Jesus a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb. To their surprise, Jesus began to eat. Was it possible for a ghost to do this? This, however, was no ghost. This was indeed Jesus, the risen Lord, standing before them. And when they realized this, the disciples rejoiced and were glad. Despair turned to hope as they came closer to the Lord. Together, they gathered around the table just as they had done so on the night of Passover. They remember the words of Jesus from that night, when he said, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Once again, Jesus gave them his promise of peace. His comforting words assured them that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus not only opened the eyes of the disciples, but their minds as well, and now they understood the truth of the scriptures concerning the Messiah. 2,000 years has passed since these events, yet much remains the same. The world is blinded to the truth, and they cannot see Jesus for who he really is. So how can the barriers to belief be removed? It requires a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of vision. And the key, I believe, is taken from this passage in John chapter 20. The key is to have 20/20 vision. And no, this does not require a trip to the optometrist. This vision comes by trusting in Jesus through the Word of God. After Jesus revealed his scars, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Furthermore, he pointed them to the scriptures, beginning at Moses. The truth of Jesus changes lives. There is not enough evidence to convince the skeptic of the resurrection, but I believe there is enough evidence for anyone who believes by faith. Those who trust in the Lord receive God's blessings, not because they have seen, but because they have believed. Trusting God is life-changing. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And with courage and faith, we can live today in the power of the gospel. And returning to the upper room can make all the difference.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.